In local obituaries this morning, Mr. James Perk Firkin, age 90, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. Survivors include his wife, Jeanette Firkin, two sons and one daughter, including locally by Jimmy Firkin of Campbellsville, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Perk Firkin will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Bethel First Presbyterian Church with entombment in a Brookside mausoleum with full military honors by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Bethel First Presbyterian Church. Mrs. Leisha Biscuit Barkey, age 43, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. Survivors include her husband, John Barkey, two daughters and one stepson, Courtney Pogue, April Hunt, and Michael Hatcher, all of Campbellsville, two grandchildren, her mother, Laura May Dudgeon of Campbellsville, two brothers and three sisters, including locally by Laura Hicks of Campbellsville, Joanna Bennett and husband, Stacy, and Daryl Dudgeon of Columbia, Mike Dudgeon and wife, Tammy of Jamestown, two stepbrothers, Billy Ray Dudgeon and wife, Peggy, and Gerald Dudgeon and wife, Isla of Campbellsville, step-grandmother, Ruth Salee of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Leisha Biscuit Barkey will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Catherine Moberly Taylor, age 80, of Texas, formerly of Lebanon, died Monday in Texas. Survivors include one daughter and one son, both of Texas, nine grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Catherine Moberly Taylor will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the New Market Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.